have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host, KBKM.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Say you're not a people person. Well, y'all got issues, but you gotta keep on working. Keep going, sweetie, don't defeat your purpose. Your heart lost, and you don't feel the need to search it. It's real out here, and you don't think it's some real men out here. Going in the towel is a weird idea. Although, it ain't been your year. You worth more than a Prada bag. You want a boyfriend or find a man? I'm gonna show you where to find a man. The right type, clean your life like a laundry man. Them little boys, you have time for that. Cause it's time to wreck, gotta move on, it's time to pack. Bull crap, you heard a lot of that. Baby daddy made it bad for the rest of the fellas. See where you development gets you, and you're ahead of the women with a bit of heart. What's now in the light, what was in the dark? Running from the life, you ain't in the off. And then you went right, it began to fall. And you finally realize that you're moving too fast. Three kids, five daddies, now you're doing the math. It's all about integrity, pursuing the bag. Every victory left, for real.
I don't wanna play no type of game. I got ambitions, baby. I know that you've been through a lot of things, but I wanna change your mind. Sometimes I wonder if you know how beautiful you are. Cause I've been looking at you all night long. I've been looking at you, baby. I wanna put you back on track. I wanna show you that I'm the real man for you, baby. I wanna give you all my racks. You got it,
yeah, yeah.
Baby, you got it. You're an angel from above. Don't let them bring you down, oh. You got it. I don't care about your past. Come follow my lead, baby. If you wanna live in peace.
Wanna take a trip back to motherland,
yeah.
Shorty, you know that I got a big plan. Don't you worry about your ex, I'm your man.
I wanna show you my blueprint. Shorty, what it do? I got ambitions, baby. I know that you've been through a lot of things, but I wanna change your mind. Ooh, yeah. I wanna change your mind. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yeah, yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your main man, your host, Coach David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what?
I'm smiling. I'm tired.
Oh, I'm tired. Whew, I'm tired. But I'm smiling while I'm tired. And we're going to get into that later. So if I yawn, charge it to my heart. Because my heart means well. But sometimes you just can't help that old, good old yawn when you're tired. I'm tired. I ain't tired. I'm tired. Two different things. You got tired, then you got, no, I'm sorry. You got tired, then you got tired. Right now, y'all, I'm tired. We're going to get into that. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. Thank you for praying for the whole, just the whole network. It's a blessing. Shout out to Kimmy Kim. We love you. We love you. We love you. So with that being said, we're going to keep it pushing because we got a wonderful show for you tonight. Yes, we do. So can I get a drum line? Jay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Jay Samuels is in the building. My man.
Coach Jay. Hey, tell the truth, Coach Jay. Are you tired, though?
I'm tired, but you know what? It's the day in the life. You know, not only am I tired, but my voice is out. As always, you know, my voice is like that. That means I've been singing. I've been singing.
You've been singing.
But yeah, shout out to the Elation family. Shout out to all the listeners. You know, we just want to thank you all for tuning in every single Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to get a bit of this knowledge and to hear what's going on. Coach David, as you know, for the next few months, we're going to be recapping a lot of the states that we're visiting for our tour. I do want to say thank you to everyone who has reached out to us or reached into us just to say a word of encouragement while we're on this tour, to put via Facebook, whether it be Instant Messenger on Instagram, emails, phone calls. Everyone wants to know where we're going to be. And I'm appreciative for that, David, because as we were preparing for it, you didn't really hear a lot of noise about it. And then as we start the tour in March, on the beginning of March, it seems more people are starting to become aware. And so we just want to say thank you. We don't take it lightly. We said a lot when y'all weren't listening, so now y'all paying attention. We're going to say even more. So thank you all so much for your prayers and your encouragement.
Yes, thank y'all. And you know what the blessing is? Like, when we mention tour, we want people to understand. Tour means exactly what it means, going from state to state, city to city. We're on the road. I think some people got it misconstrued to where it's like, in their mind, a tour is, you know, every show is a sold-out arena. And, no, some people have radio tours. Some people have book tours, you know, where they're just selling a book. So what we're doing, our tour is just taking people beyond their fence. We're going city to city, state to state, and we're blessing the community, whether it's in the arena, whether it's in the church, whether it's at a park. We are booked to do that, and we have awesome relationships. And you know what? These relationships have really changed our life, and I would not complain because we are blessed. We really are blessed, blessed beyond measure. So, you know, we're tired because we put in the work. We do not make excuses to fail. And I tell people all the time, look, if you make an excuse to fail, you're going to continue to fail because you're going to always look for an excuse of why you couldn't do something. And here it is. I'm in Tennessee. I just drove y'all back from Georgia, Austell, Georgia, where we, you know, beyond the fence, you know, we had to be there. And you know, we had to, you know, commit to, because that it was a part of the tour. So I'm all wrapped out. I'm tired. I really want to go to sleep. And you know what? We was like, we're not going to cancel the show tonight. Why? Because we have a responsibility. And when you break down the word, I've said this many times, when you break down the word responsibility, it's the ability to respond. So I have the ability to respond to my calling because it's who I am. So when it's who you are, it doesn't really feel like work. It's who you are, so it's just a part of your life, so it's not work. I don't have to rehearse these things. I don't have to practice it. It comes out naturally because it's who I am. So the thing about me and Coach Shay, we come and, you know, we can talk and be like, you know, what should we talk about tonight? How can we bless the people tonight? And a lot of times those blessings come through other people just in regular conversations. Like, you know what, that happened. I think it's important. Maybe we should talk about that. Vice versa, she come to me, and tonight is one of those nights that she had a great idea because of our regular life. So when it's a part of who you are, it just come out fluently. Coach Shay?
Yes, and I love the fact that you provided just kind of a background of the tour in itself. The state-to-state tour was actually something that we were going to do in 2020, and then the pandemic hit. And, you know, we always say that there's a timing for everything, there's a season for everything. And so I'm so happy that we're doing it right now in this season. You kind of broke it down in your version or terms as far as the tour, but I want to give the Webster definition of a tour. And as a noun, it says a journey for a pleasure in which several different places are visited. And then it says a journey made by performers or athletic teams in which they perform or play in several different places. And as a verb, it says to make a tour of. And so we definitely are touring right now. We are in many, 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 as David was saying, Coach David was saying, in multiple places, multiple cities, and we are meeting so many new people. And so this is definitely something. And the reason I wanted to emphasize that, Coach David, is because even when I was younger, it wasn't considered a tour when I was, you know, going from church to church. But our church, I don't know if you guys ever did this, Coach David, or listeners, if you ever did it, but I was in a Baptist church. And we would leave that church for about after 3 hours. And we'd go to a sister church, and we would be in that church for about 3 hours. That is not a tour. That is a visit. You know, people make so much of it, you know, like, oh, we're on tour. We're trying to get from one church to the other. That is a visit. But, you know, we had definitely decided this state-to-state tour. We did not want to make much of it. We know a number of artists, you know, touring to them means going international. It means, you know, they got on a plane to go somewhere, and it seems good to just go from we're here to here to here. But I can tell you this state-to-state tour is definitely making an impact. We were very strategic about the way that we planned this thing out. And you know what? All we really do, David, is show up. And God does the rest. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I want to first give a shout out to Pastor Malcolm and his beautiful bride. I want to give a shout out to Aaron Hurst and his beautiful bride and family. I want to give a shout out to Beacon of Light. We got a chance to spend some time with them tonight, all day from their worship service until the community event. And it was a blessing. It was a blessing. I want to say this, and Coach David, I'll ask you kind of your feedback. But, you know, we started this state-to-state tour early March, and we've been on the go every weekend ever since, and we plan on being on the go for a while. And for someone to ask for us to come and do a community event, it brought so much more value to this tour. One thing that Pastor Malcolm said today was, I love the way that you guys are doing it. He said, what I enjoy the most is knowing that you're getting your rest in between. This is how many people are taking note of what we do and how many people would see, you know, something different from it. But he said, what I noticed and what I like is that you guys have decided to take a rest in between. And guess what? If we didn't do that, I'm not sure how valuable we could be on this state-to-state tour. I mean, we would be tired. You know, I keep making a joke of it. I'm like, well, you know, we had to wait until we were old to do this tour. Because, look, by the time we're done, we feel like we like 18, 19 on the stage, but then we get off and we feel like, ooh, my feet hurt, my back hurt. I can barely talk by the time it's done. But taking that rest period, Coach David, is something that's so valuable, and being able to kind of reflect. It's in the reflection that I begin to see how on time this state-to-state tour is for Beyond the Fence. What about you?
Yes, it's definitely been awesome, wonderful. And then, to be honest, like, I think the way the tour has went, we have made, it's been more impactful. The tour is going exactly how the tour is supposed to go. And what people don't understand, you know, when it comes to being an independent artist, you know, it's about when we do this, you can tell we're family with it. You can tell we're family with it, and a lot of people and artists don't understand the value of family, and they only will just like, when you try to ride the coattail of someone, it'll never work for you. We both walk in our calling, and because we walk in our calling, we have connected genuinely with people, and because we have connected genuinely with people, God has opened up more doors. Doors will be closed when you're not genuine. That's just the reality. If you're not a genuine person, mm-hmm. That's one thing I like about Kimmy Kim. She's so genuine. Okay. That woman's so genuine. And just to go, I love when we go to St. Louis. The support is through the roof for her. Her home is in the right place. She don't claim to be this big old pastor, and you know, she don't claim to be this big old personality. She don't even, you know what, she don't even talk about that type of stuff. She's just a good person with a loving heart, and people's spirits attract to her, and she draws many. But you have so many people that, you know, with this tour, it's a blessing for the tour to go the way it's going. Because I think God have protected us from people as well. You know, not everybody is meant to go with you on certain journeys. You know, and I think we have been protected. And that's what I love. And the people we're meeting are genuine. They're so genuine. And just like today, man, people were so kind-hearted. You know, not everybody is always fit your best interest, but I'm talking about the people closest to you are the people sometimes the most furthest away in heart. And to meet strangers, and they gravitate to you because spirit recognize spirit, I think that's why we're growing. Because it's genuine. And it's not... We don't hit the stage and we just see ourselves as artists. We're human beings. We're coaches. We help people. And people help us. And we receive wise counseling. And because we know who we are as people, we know we're there to really bless people because we went beyond our fence. So the thing is, I always tell people, I don't know everything, but I know everything that I know. I don't know everything, but everything that I do know, I know it. So you may know 100 things, and I might know 10, but I'm going to be effective at the 10 things I know. I know all 10 of them. I might not know the 11th one, but that's okay. I'm going to be effective at the 10, and I'm going to give it my all. And I think that's where the blessing have been, just meeting such great people, and it's expanding. Back to you, Coach. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, and I agree. I really do believe that everything that we are doing is it's designed. It's kind of like how my EP was a couple of years ago. You know, I kept saying the coming out queen, and then the pandemic hit the year that the EP was released, and the songs that are on the EP really began to touch people where they were. And so, you know, we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about our plans, God's plans. We're going to talk about God's plans for us, how strategic we can be in ourselves and on our own to do what we want to do. But then God has something so much greater for us on the other side. And I love that you use the word protection, because there's a level of protection that that's kind of like held to us. And it's been like that for a long time. It's been like that. We never know why certain things don't happen. We know why things happen, but we always question the things that don't happen. And so the word that we can attach to the things that don't happen for the listeners tonight is God did it. I'm just going to say God did it. And so let's talk again. Let's continue to give the shout outs. We want to give a great big shout out to a young man that we met tonight, an artist by the name of Manifest. That's M-A-N-I-F-E-S-S. I believe he may be listening tonight. Aaron Hurst out of Atlanta, Georgia as well. Shout out to him and his band. And they did an amazing job today as well. When we came in, Coach David, you can attest to this. I can't even say the house, because we were outside. It was on fire. It was on fire. We walked up and let me tell you, you could hear it almost as you were coming in to the area. I don't even know what to call it, because it wasn't on the inside. It was outside. So it wasn't like you could just, you know, it's just like you could hear it. And when I say that it was consuming, it was like I was so excited to just get to the front. Coach David, we were in separate cars, but it was like when you pulled in, you're just like driving this regular road, and then you make a right, and and it's like you hear that something is happening. Oh, my God. You can just hear something is happening. I was like a kid in the candy store just trying to get in. What about you, Coach David?
Yes, it was – you could feel the energy, like, for real. Like, so many people was genuine. Like, it was just a beautiful experience. It was a beautiful experience. You know what? You get like what I love about the pastor is he wasn't selling God.
Yeah.
He didn't sell the gospel.
Yes.
He was so genuine. Coach, so you gotta go ahead and tell that story. You got to.
So they actually celebrated just over the last week. They celebrated being debt free, becoming debt free. Their church actually paid off their mortgage, and this is what the celebration was about today. Is that your story you're talking about, Coach David?
Yes. Oh man. It
okay.
Was just,
and
it
so,
was so
just to be able to witness it, you know, shout out to New Covenant Church. I've had a chance to witness a mortgage burning service before, and it's a very, very powerful thing to see because, you know, churches, Coach David, as you know, churches are closing down every day. You know,
yes.
Churches are actually closing down every single, you know, they're here one day, they're gone the next.
They will need to close down. Oh, I'm sorry. I got emotional. Keep going.
But they're closing down every single day. And so when you hear about these churches that are paying their mortgage off, you know, the one thing you hear is we didn't have the money to pay for the services, or you see that they're doing continuous conferences. And I learned a while back that a lot of these churches do a conference every month just to keep their building paid for, you know, and you never know. And so here, this church, I believe it was over 25 years, maybe 19 to 25 years, that they had been serving the community. Not only that, you guys have heard us talk about CN Bistro, a restaurant that's owned. And I've just watched him build, even in the food truck. Oh, my God, we'll talk about that, too. But even in the food truck, and I believe they're in the school systems as well, but always giving back to the community. And here's what he said. He said there was a time, even in the pandemic, where they didn't know where help was going to come from, right? Like, he just flat out, I mean, he was so honest. It wasn't like God just dropped it all down in his lap. They worked for this. They worked for it and built great relationships. He gave kudos to people who were in the audience who just helped for no reason. God sent help. And recently they paid the mortgage off, and the church is now debt free. And so today's celebration, not only, listen, he became debt free, but he didn't get selfish with the debt, what being debt free looks like. He didn't say, okay, well, I got the money now, right? We're debt free. I'm going to stop giving back to the community. He gave to the community even more. He offered a free community event with some amazing artists, free food from the food truck, and they didn't skimp. Coach David, tell everybody about the chicken basket.
Oh, my God. I couldn't eat all that food. It was free. I could not eat all that food. He gave it to everybody. I'm telling you, he gave you wings. It wasn't no little finger food type of wings. That No. I think that's why we got a chicken shortage. When they say we got a chicken shortage, I think Pastor bought all the chicken up. All that chicken, he said, all them people, man, 1,000 people, that means 1,000 people, 6 to 8 wings and a whole basket of fries. On top of that man had Philly steaks. The man had real. He had barbecue rings, snow cones, hot dogs, hamburgers, cheeseburgers.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yes. It was amazing. It was amazing. And not only that, they had ribs. And look, we're probably making some people hungry tonight. But in the back, way in the back, they had ribs and hot dogs. They had someone out there selling Freezy cups. They had a young lady out there doing nails for free. And I'm not talking about just manicures. They were out there acrylicking it up. There was a young man there who was giving away free haircuts. People were pulling up to serve. And that is exactly why I believe that when their church became debt-free, they became debt-free because of the way that they give. I believe that they became debt-free because they sow into so many people, including Beyond the Fence. They sow into so many people. And also, I failed to mention that they do have a financial company, accounting company as well. And this is possibly his busiest season because it is tax season. But they do so much in the community. And so I believe when we say, you know, I have a saying. I say, if you order it, you're going to pay for it. If God orders it, God's going to pay for it. I would say, Pastor Malcolm, and to your beautiful bride and your full congregation, I believe that God ordered it, so God paid for it. So we just want to give a great big shout out and a thank you for allowing us to be a part of not just today, but everything that you do. The one thing that I love, not only do they scream Beyond the Fence, but I have to tell you that they've also said that we choose you guys because you partner with us. So the same thing goes for Beyond the Fence. If God orders it, God is going to pay for it. And that's exactly what's happening during this tour. So, Coach David, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
Yes, it's definitely a blessing to be connected with such prestigious people. One thing about Pastor Malcolm, how he, you know, was talking about the debt. It was a 25-year mortgage. And he paid it off in 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You have pastors, like I said, they sell God, right? A lot of them close down because they relying on the people. One thing about Pastor Malcolm is he did what Jesus did. Jesus didn't go around just preaching to the people. Y'all must have forgot Jesus was a carpenter too.
Yeah.
He had a job, y'all. He had a job. He just didn't rely on the people to take care of him. You got pastors who selling the gospel, just wanting the people to give them some money, and then you end up with a building fund
that the building never be reconstructed. Same building for 15 years. Next thing you know, the church closed down. And you must watch those who jump from building to building to building. What's wrong? What's wrong with finance? The people giving. So you telling me you're going to keep giving, giving in vain? See, when it's of God, God execute his plan through you. And I know it's 10:30, but we do not have to have this break. It's your call, Coach Shay, because I'm on one.
You go ahead. You go ahead, Coach
David. We ain't going to have a music break. We just going to go on. Because this, what he did today, showed leadership. He was a great example of how God really works through your life. Now, understand this. When we say God did it, let me speak for me. When I say God did it, Pastor have a right. Pastor Malcolm have a right to say, well, God did this. When we tell you how God did it, he didn't did it like a, he didn't do it like a genie come down because you prayed or rubbed the genie, the lamp, and he came out and gave you three wishes and poof, there it go. No. He used the principles of Scripture. He used the Holy Spirit. Everything that we was taught, God's word is God. That's the word. So when you eat it and you swallow it, you know how they say you are what you eat. So when you keep eating the word, see, and the word gonna become flesh, which is you. Read the Gospel of John. Told you the word became flesh, which is Christ, which is Jesus. Jesus is the Christ. Christ became a human, but his name is Jesus. Christ is the spirit man. That's how he's 100% God, 100% man. The man is Jesus. The Christ is God. He left that same Christ, Christos, inside us, which is Holy Spirit. That is holy. It ain't like the Holy Spirit is a dude. Y'all got it so confused. Y'all like, well, yeah, he and he and he and he, yeah, the Holy Spirit and he. Y'all separate yourself from the Spirit of God. Y'all think the Holy Ghost is just speaking in tongues. It's a ghost that's holy. What is a ghost? It's a spirit. The Spirit lives inside you, which you are supposed to live holy, and the Holy Ghost is supposed to become flesh, which is you, the person. Why? How do I know? Because it said in the Bible. Remember the Holy Spirit came down like a dove? The Holy Spirit came down like a dove. Jesus was baptized. And he walked among men with his name, Jesus. And guess what they told us? Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Why? Because Christ lived inside of Jesus. He was Jesus the Christ, people. It ain't like his last name was Christ. He was Jesus the Christ. The Christ is the Spirit, which is 100% God. And guess what Pastor used? He used the Christ that was in him, which we call the Holy Spirit, because if you believe that it's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, that there are one, three parts, one God, coexistent, co-equal, co-eternal. See, if you believe that, then understand he, this, which is holy, which is the word, lives inside you when you go get that word and apply it to your life. What Pastor did was apply the principles of God to his life. And when he applied the principles of God to his life, God manifested through his life. Why? Because he was obedient to the word. And when you're obedient to the word, it's going to show in your character. You ain't going to hang with people just because you see them working hard. One thing about me, Coach Shay, I'm tired of people that I'm sitting up here working hard, you working hard, and you got people around us who want to ride the coattail. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I see my mom go through it. I see my sisters go through it. I see my brothers go through it. I see my buddies, my friends go through it. They work hard. But then somebody try to ride the coattail of a person who worked hard. You're not going to be around me. Stay away from me. You good? You no good, unfaithful servant. You mean me no good. You crooked. You ain't right. But what Pastor showed was character.
Yeah.
He didn't rely on the people. When the people gave him money, guess what he did? He did what the money was he used the money for what it was used for, to pay bills and to pay bills. See?
I mean, the proof is in the pudding. When you think about it, the proof is in the pudding. And the reality of it is there's multiple churches out there, or just even as a being. Now, okay, because he cheated a little bit. You know, he is in finance. He is an accountant. So I'm just going to encourage some of you churches out there, if you're listening tonight, I'm going to encourage you to take a page from the book, The Word, and realize that there are people that are going to come in your life, like Pastor Malcolm, who can help you to do the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's like try the spirit by the spirit, and by their fruits you should know who they are. But we want to be accustomed to hanging around people who keep us low. Oh, my goodness. That'll preach itself. We want to be around people who keep us low. Why? Because that's what makes us feel good. And it's unfortunate because there's no production or productivity when that happens. And so, Coach David, what people, most people need to understand, and I'm going to speak for me, you are passionate every Sunday, but you got a lot out of today. And that's what this core has been doing. If you guys haven't seen, our new mission is we came, we served. Every single place that we have been, we have had the opportunity to serve. We didn't walk in puffed up. We didn't walk in like I'm Shea Samuels, he's David Benton. We kind of hid at every event, and we wanted people to see God in us and through us rather than who we are. And we served. Last week we were in Philadelphia, and my mom was serving a bottle of water, bottles of water to people. David, you were serving. I was serving. Your mom was serving. And we were there not to be served. Today, you know, the MC, shout out to him, Big Troy, I think it was, shout out to him. Yeah. But even for him, he was sitting down today, and I knew that he was up there, and I think a bit of my mom came out of me because I'm like, I just want to make sure he has something to drink. I didn't know if anybody was assigned to him, never want to kind of take over someone else's post. But at the end of the day, we all need to be there to help one another. He kind of made a joke like, she ain't sit down yet. But I'm looking to see where I can serve first and foremost, not because people are looking, but that's my character.
That's right.
Somebody better grab it and put it in their pocket and keep it there for a while. Not because people are looking, but because that is my character. We got to be comfortable with serving people, and that's what Pastor Malcolm does for the community. Listen, those people never stop coming in. I went to go get a little icy cup, and he said, people ain't stopped coming yet. People were still coming in as we were pulling out. Listen, that's what serving the community looks like.
Yes. Yeah, Coach, I love that you said it. Well, people, like, I saw when you asked that brother, you know, you went, I was like, who's that for? I saw that cold water was looking out cold. I was wanting to just lick the bottle. It was so cold because I was hot. And he was like, this for the brother of 30, MC. And it was just heartfelt. I was like, that is awesome, man, that you did that for that brother. You know what I'm saying? And you got it from your mom. It's a great upbringing. And when I seen you take it to him, it was very heartfelt. And it was like, man, that's just what we do, man. And then me, I saw the, you know, when the wind was blowing, I saw paper towels and stuff out on the ground. It was just in me.
Right. It was like tumbleweed coming out of nowhere.
I was just picking up the paper. You know what I'm saying? Because it was the right thing to do. It ain't like nobody asked me to, or could you pick that trash up? It's trash everywhere. I just didn't feel the need to sit down and just let trash go everywhere. Got the napkins that probably flew off people's plate, and the pastor blessing everybody with this free food, and it's, you can't even eat it all. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I wanted to be a servant. Well, actually, I don't want to be who I am. So the servant that I am, I start picking up trash. Watch this, though. We're the headliners. Here's the headline.
I kind of forgot about it, but we were there just enjoying ourselves. You're right. We did not come in. We did not come in that way.
We didn't come in like we were super like that. But guess what? It manifested itself. See, when you are a servant of people, it comes out in every part of your character. So when we hit the stage, people was like, man, out of everybody, man, like, you guys were just the best. I'm not bragging, y'all. They said that, right? Now, it don't have nothing to do with, well, I'm better than him in rapping or she better than them in singing. What they seen was they could tell we were still serving. And it
our heart
was talented. You had some talented people up there. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes it just takes certain people to be around certain people to get it. Like, I seen some talented people. When you mentioned that brother Manifest, I love that brother's spirit. I love that brother's spirit. A brother like that, I would work with that brother. That brother, he can be awesome.
Yeah.
He wasn't focused on competition. He didn't have to come. Him and his awesome, beautiful wife, they came to us after the event, and they had a heart-to-heart. That was beautiful for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for him to be that type of it showed me the type of person he is. That type of person will go far. He just going to be around the correct people. And you can be around some awesome people, but sometimes you got to be around the correct people. Because if you aspire to play basketball, but you with the best football coach in the world, that doesn't take away from that he's a great coach in football. But remember, you're 6'10", and you're trying to play basketball.
Yeah.
So this coach is a great coach, but he's not the right fit for you. Because you're trying to play basketball, and this coach is a football coach, even though he's the number one coach on the planet. You got to be around the right people. And sometimes people see the right people, and they'll try to attach themselves to them, but they not the right person.
Yeah.
And you know, that's why everyone that will try to attach themselves to the right people and they're the wrong person, they won't prosper because they don't have the right type of mindset to be around those right people.
Yes.
So you have people trying to be around correct people, but they don't see what's necessary for them. They only see what it looks like, what it appears. But what they don't realize, even when we on stage, we are servants of the people. We're not focused on, look at me. Look how great I am. Listen to my words. We up there like, how can we bless you? How can I bless you? Listen to these words. I want to bless you. I want you to dance in the process because it's good music. It feel good. But did I touch your spirit, man? Did I change your mindset just through my words, make you think, even if it's for a second, even if you be disobedient 5 minutes afterwards? But for that second, did I touch you? Because the more you listen to it, the more you're going to start changing your mindset because it was real to you.
Yeah.
Music for service, Coach Shay. And that's the difference with us and a lot of artists. They got service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think, Coach David, I want to read Matthew 7:16 in the New Living Translation version. It says that you can identify them by their fruit, that is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? And that was the question. No. And so I appreciate that you said that, because as I was sitting back looking, I was looking at, and I knew this because we frequent Cynical a lot. We have people who come from out of town and they want to know where to go. We always send them to Cynical. I've had people come from Florida for trainings and they book Cynical's their I can't think of the word right now, but their event space for meetings. And I got callbacks afterwards to find this for them to tell me the food was great, the service was great, and even with very little, they work to make sure that their customer service is great. So I want to give a shout out to the family as well for that. But when we have our downtime, guess what? Paula G and I, we're meeting one another there. That's our hangout. Then we're going to go over to Jamie's floral shop afterwards. But we have kind of our little, you know, things to do. And Cynical became a part of that, And they stick by the mission, not necessarily just for the community, but they want you to know, just like we are, when it comes down to transformation and it comes down to just encouraging and wanting to see so much growth, opportunities that he's given small businesses, even in that area, to have their products kind of, you know, shown in his in the restaurant. He's looking to always partner with people that are going to help not just Cynical grow, but he wants to know how you can help. He can help you grow as well. By their fruits, you should be able to identify who they are by the way that they act. Every person that I encountered there today met me with a smile. I didn't have to know each person. Now, the ones who knew me, they kind of ran over and gave me a hug. But there were a lot of people there I didn't know today. There were women there that I did not know. There were men there that I had never met. And each person, and I look at the head, with Pastor Malcolm being the head, and this all kind of fell down, even down to the mayor coming. That says a lot. It's Sunday. It was about maybe 3:30 when he came. It's hot outside, Coach David. And I know for a fact he didn't just come for the wings, because he could probably get that at any given time. But the mayor came out today and supported, and also talked about he didn't even care about politics, to just talk about the fact that even paying off the church, that's a lot. You know, he just said, even paying off the church, and acknowledged the fact that he could have stopped there, and he didn't. Listen, they tell you to give people their flowers while they are alive. There's always a diamond in the rough somewhere. And it's opportunities like this that we have, even on our radio show, to continue to be servants, to make sure that you all know what's out there. We have millions and millions of listeners. And every single time we say something, you guys embrace it. So we want to take the opportunities that we have to be servants as well and do you guys justice by letting you know that this diamond in the rough exists. It's not even in the rough anymore. First of all, they're listening tonight, so shout out to both of Pastor Malcolm and his beautiful bride and any of the other congregation members who are listening tonight. But they are short but mighty, Coach David. We were walking. You said, is that him? We heard him all the way in the back.
Yes.
You talk about setting a standard. By their fruit, you shall know who they are by the way that they act. Let me tell you another thing that I picked up on, and I knew this was him, period, but I didn't realize, you know, you meet people and you grow with them where they are, but then when your territory starts to expand or God starts to really expand the reach that you have in that connection, you start to learn more about those people. Pastor Malcolm greeted just about every person there. He didn't have security with him. He didn't have to hide behind the pulpit. He didn't have to be like, I don't want to be touched right now. He wanted to touch the people.
Yes, he did.
He greeted everyone with a handshake. And he didn't have to say, I'm Pastor Malcolm. I'm Apostle Malcolm. I'm Bishop Malcolm. I'm third leg removed pastor from the Lutheran Pentecostal. He just went and said, hey, brother, how are you? You having a good time?
You said you were picking up napkins. He was picking up napkins. He sat up front. He enjoyed the entertainment, and he made sure that his face was shown and also that his bride was taken care of. And I'm going to tell you, you can even tell by the fruit of the children who were there. They were excited about dancing. They weren't sitting in the seats feeling like, I don't want to be here. They even had a place. And by
yes.
their fruit, you shall know who they are by the way that they act. Let me give it back to you, Coach David.
His character, I'm so passionate tonight because, you know, it wasn't the first time I met that brother. And, you know, he's not over righteous, but the thing is, he's definitely righteous, though. You know, he's a righteous man. He walk in righteousness, and he stand firm, and he stand for righteousness. But he's not over righteousness to where he looks down. He's not to the point to where, you know, he got to have, you know, he got to wear the pastor sticker all day. If you got to spend all your time telling people that you a pastor, a deacon, a prophet, prophetess, apostle, chief apostle, then you might need to do some re-identification. You know, maybe you need to really re-identify who you really are, because people can see it in you. You don't have to really tell people. They'll just see it in you. Jesus did not walk around just telling everybody, I'm the son of the living God. I'm the son of the living God. By his actions, people yeah. say, who are you, man?
Oh, come on.
I mean, who are you? And then Jesus asked them, so, I mean, what they saying about me? Well, who they say, who do you say I am? Yeah, with Peter,
yeah.
I always speak. You the son of the living God. Why? Because of his character, because of what he did.
Yeah.
See, he wasn't all about. He didn't come in with the S on his chest. Y'all don't want to. Y'all, what people hate. People hate to be Clark Kent. Everybody rather have the Superman. You know what I'm saying? Because Superman is more well known than Clark Kent. See, Clark Kent ain't popular. Superman is.
Mm-hmm.
But they the same
yeah.
person, just different uniform. But Superman is more popular. Because he got the cape. He got the S on his chest. The problem is, a lot of people rather have they rather have the cape and the S. But to be Clark Kent, meaning you don't have fame. Same strength, same person, same human being, different outfit. But so many want to walk around here with that cape outfit on. They want to put their superhero outfit on so people can recognize, no, I am Superman. I am Superman. When it's okay to be Clark Kent, you have the same power. Duh. The cape didn't make Superman fly. He can fly anyway. I mean, he didn't need the cape. He could have flew in his suit with Clark Kent. Even though he had the glasses, right? He still had X-ray vision. He could see very well. But guess what? He was covering up his identity. But he know if he exposed who he is, then people won't accept him. It's Clark Kent. He just want to be a regular person. He was comfortable being good old Clark. When people thought, they looked at him by his appearance and thought he was weak. A lot of y'all look at people and think they're strong by their appearance. This pastor I seen today is bigger than so many pastors that I see today.
Yeah.
So much bigger. So much more. But then you got these super apostles, these super pastors, who don't got nothing. They don't got nothing, Coach. And people worship them. They worship them. They drive this car. Yeah, they dress out nice. Yeah, you do know they're using y'all money. They get that car, but they ain't gonna pay for that building. See, this pastor, he went out, he showed he an entrepreneur. He had multiple income. He wasn't relying on the people's income. He was doing right with that money. He went out, and him and his wife put their money together, worked hard to be an entrepreneur, and did other things. Had multiple strands of income because he wasn't relying on to make him rich. But we have to realize a lot of pastors, even T.D. Jakes, one thing I respect about him, he said, man, you can't rely. Well, he didn't exactly say it like that, but he was just saying he went out. People want to know why you supposed to be a pastor. You got books and you got movies. He said, yeah, man, because I mean, if you just take from the church, hey, I'm going to prosper. If you just live on the salary of the church only. So you're relying on the people. You're relying on the people only. So if the people don't give you no money, you hit. So you got to go out and get multiple strands of income if you want to be wealthy.
Yes.
I'm not just rapping. I'm not just doing hip-hop. Guess what I do? I counsel young men and young women. As yourself, Coach A, we help get people's businesses off the ground.
Yeah.
I also cut hair. I'm a heck of a barber. Guess what? I weld too.
Yep.
Anybody need some welding done? Holly Davidson. You need a haircut? I got you. And guess what? We will help your business grow as well. So I have multiple streams of income. Hell, it got to come in. I'm not going to just rely on, watch, these are air quotes, my fan base. Come on, man. I don't have it like that. I don't have it like that. But I know that I serve. When I cut hair, I know I'm serving the people. I'm serving that person because it's their head. So I'm serving that person, even though they pay me. But guess what? I'm appreciative of the payment. So I take pride when I cut his hair. People pay me to do shows. I take pride in that because I'm grateful.
Yeah.
So when people invite me in to do a show or to be on radio or invite me for an interview, and I'm appreciative. They want me to weld, I'm appreciative. I'm thanking that person. I'm not coming in like I'm just so big and bad. And I'm going to add value to them as well.
Yes, for sure. That's what we do.
Straight up. So one thing I love about my bro, G. Will, William Faulkner, when we went out of town, that brother hit us up, made sure we was okay. He hit me up. He hit us up, made sure we was all right. That's family. He don't come on Facebook, hey, shout out to Beyond the Fence. Yeah, we in the building. Man, listen. He's real concerned. He called me today while we was at the event, while I was in Georgia. I talked to him on the way back. Shout out to G. Will, man. I know your gig went good as a DJ. Y'all need a DJ? Holly G. Will. You need some welding? Holly me. G. Will can't weld. I can, but I can't DJ. Y'all need a DJ? Holly William G. Will Faulkner. He going to get you right. Even virtual. I'm trying to tell you. So, you know, I appreciate everyone. Like I said, I know this is very passionate, Coach Shay. I appreciate your patience for allowing me to just go, because, you know, once I'm passionate about something, you know, it's definitely a blessing. But go ahead, Coach Shay, before we close.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. I appreciate that. And I know, like I said, this is exactly what the tour is doing. The passion you hear came from events that happened today And it just causes you to want to grow. It causes you to want to expand. And sometimes in that matter, change your circle as well. And that's what it's supposed to do. You should never go to an event. You should never leave a place the way that you came in. And that's what happened with us today. We're there to serve. And because we were there to serve, we were both blessed and mindsets changed, transformed, and our thinking and all that is definitely different as well. So we want to give a shout out again to Pastor Malcolm and his beautiful bride and the Beacon of Light Christian Church in Austell, Georgia. We want to let you guys know where you can go to Cynical. It's 2844 Veterans Memorial Highway, Austell, Georgia, 30168. The food is amazing. Check them out, Soul Food Sundays. Really, really good food. Also, if you are looking for an accountant this year, I don't know how booked up he is, but I'm just letting you guys know it's right next door to Cynical. Make sure that you look them up for that as well. And visit Beacon of Light as well. I think the address was 5020 Collins Boulevard, 5020. Check the Beyond the Radio page out, Beyond the Radio page. Like the Facebook page. We will have all the information there as well. And every now and then, I'm sure you will find their food truck, especially when the summer months are coming up. You will be able to check the food truck out as well. And Pastor Malcolm, I'm going to just drop this little nugget. If you ain't already teaching pastors how to get debt free, that needs to be something added to your portfolio. That's all I have to say about that, Coach David.
Hey, there you have it. I appreciate everyone. We really thank you guys. Go to our pages, Beyond the Fence, BeyondTheFence. You can go to our website at beyondthefence.org. Really appreciate y'all. We love you. With that being said, we'll see you next week. So where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Another one accused, a homeless mother with a people on Capitol Hill. Hope we can all learn from that and we build, because we can change the world. Change the world. We can change the world.
There you have it. Shay Samuels, Beyonce Fierce in the building. Shay, we just changed the world. We just stick together.